trying to reenact that scene in Little Women of Atlanta. I forgot their names, but the twin sisters, when they came into the party and was like, "Hey, how y'all doing?" Like, that's what I was trying to reenact for y'all. But anyway, welcome to Just a Little Pod. The person you're listening to is Toria, one half of Just a Little Pod. And Renisha's not with me at this moment because I kind of decided to record this episode kind of on a whim. Because I don't know, I felt it on my spirit to just get some thoughts out and feel like I have to explain ourselves on our absence and all of this other stuff. So I just felt like now is a good time to talk about this, you know? And so, yes, if you're new to the podcast, you know, welcome. We're so glad that you're here. We hope that you stick around and, you know, ignore the fact that we've been gone for months. Like, ignore that, you know. Just stick around, okay? We are a podcast where we talk about all things disability awareness. So we talk about that, and then we add our little humor to it because we're funny people. At least I think so. And the beauty of this podcast also is that we're two black women who, you know, are best friends. I'm the one with the disability. Ronisha does not have a disability. And so when we provide our perspectives to a lot of topics, you know, especially for Ronisha, she's been my best friend since, I don't know, I think we were 10 years old when we started being friends or when we met. And so she's experienced a lot of stuff through me. And so, yeah, we provide a lot of our perspectives to a lot of different topics. So, yeah, welcome to our podcast. If you're new, if you're not new, if you are our OG fans, shout out to y'all. We love y'all and we appreciate y'all's support and we appreciate you listening. So shout out to y'all. Kudos to y'all. Okay. but yeah, I wanted to make this episode kind of on a whim. Like, there's no docket, there's no script, there's no nothing. I just kind of want to talk off the dome because it's been sitting on me to, like, it's been weighing heavy on me to know that it's been months since our last episode. And my conscience was just like telling me, girl, you need to do something. You can't leave this in the wayside. And so I'm doing this now. And then hopefully soon me and Ronisha will kind of get back into the groove of things and provide more consistent episodes and things like that. So, you're probably wondering, where the heck were y'all? You know, what's the dealio? Did y'all break up? Dun, dun, dun. Not break up, that sounds weird. But like, did y'all, like, part ways? Blah, blah, blah. Like, was it anything spicy that went on? Dun, dun, dun. No, none of that, y'all. It was none of that. At least I hope y'all did not think those things. But it was none of that. Me and Ronisha are besties till the end. So no, it's none of that. We really, most of the reasons why we took a hiatus was partly because of me. Actually, it was all me, really. And so I'll explain why. So, just for full transparency to our listeners, there's like a lot of layers to why we had this hiatus. One of the reasons, which I discussed in a previous episode, is that I started a new job. And with the new job, it consists of me having to commute. And I don't know if y'all know anything about Houston, but going anywhere in Houston takes forever because of traffic. And it's just the worst, right? And so with my new schedule, I have to wake up earlier so I can get to work early or get to work on time. And then when I get home, like, on a good day, I get home around 5:30. Mind you, I leave work at 4. And so I get home about 5:30. I'm tired because traffic, I don't know if it's just me, but traffic just takes a lot out of you. And so I'm usually very tired when I get home. I also have improv classes on Mondays. So if it's a Monday, I get home like at 8:30 at night. I don't have enough time to eat. Like, it's one of those things, like, I have to decide if I want to eat or go to bed kind of situation. And so there's that has just kind of threw my life into a little bit of a tizzy. Because I'm trying to get used to this new, like, I guess you could say new schedule and things like that. But, and then I'm also, like, a lot of my attention has gone to my job. Because I'm, like, learning everything, and it's quite the adjustment compared to what I was doing previously. And so that is taking a lot of my brain power and energy. And by no means am I saying this in a negative way, by the way. I'm not saying this in a negative or complaining or anything like that or making excuses. I'm just giving you the real. So, yeah, I had to adjust to that. I had to adjust to a new schedule, a new job, and all of this other stuff. And so that was kind of taking time away from the podcast, because by the time I got home, I just didn't want to do anything. I just kind of wanted to go to bed, or I wanted to, like, do some self-care stuff. I play Sims sometimes to kind of, like, you know, I don't know, calm my brain or whatever. I don't know. Self-care type stuff. But yeah, I was like, I just want to, like, I don't have enough energy by the end of the day to focus on the podcast. So there's that. And then I was also having, like, some personal things going on, like, you know, just kind of worrying about other parts of my life that I needed to also focus on and, like, tend to. And that was taking a lot of space in my life. Like, I, you know, yeah. And so I was tending to those things. And then, yeah, it was getting to a point where by the time I, like, thought about the podcast, I was like, I don't have anything to offer. I don't really have a bunch of energy for it. But here's the thing, though. While I didn't have energy for it, I was still kind of treating this podcast like it was my second job. And so I felt like I had to, like, pull something out of me. You know, I was like, I gotta do it. Like, we're failing at this. Renisha will tell you. But, like, I was just kind of having this attitude of, like, we gotta do this. I was putting time constraints on things. And just putting a lot of pressure on the podcast, because I'm so desperate to reach as many people as I can and, you know, build this project up into something that I can hopefully turn into an actual job. You know what I mean? Like, I can do this a little more full time and stuff like that. And so I was, like, trying so hard to pull stuff out of me. And I don't know if y'all noticed this, but on our website, we tried to do a Black History Month thing where we were going to write a blog post twice a week or something like that, to showcasing a disabled Black leader. And we only got to two. And a part of that was because I just gave up, because I was like, I don't have the time to attend to this. Because I was doing the blog post. And so I was just kind of like, nope, I ain't got nothing left. I don't feel like doing it. This is a commitment that I just can't, you know, tend to. But I was, like, hating myself at the same time. I was like, no, Tori, you got to do it. You got to stick it through. You got to do all of these things. But I just, my body was telling me, no, girl, you ain't got nothing left. You're so busy focusing on all of these other things in your life. And you having a hard time managing your time, because, you know, that was the case I was having. And I'm also in this, the third thing, I guess you could say, is that I struggle with asking for help. So that was another thing. Like, hey, can you help me do this? Can you help me do that? So all of those things wrapped into a little bow caused me to like get burnt out. And so hopefully all of this is making sense, because I am, again, I don't have a script to kind of like keep track. I'm just talking off the dome here, guys. But but yeah, it was just a bunch of that. Just a lot of my energy was just kind of, I just didn't have enough energy for the podcast at the time. And I was like trying to force it out of me. And Renisha was the one to tell me, like, girl, although this is something that you love and this is like your baby, you know, this is also not, this isn't your second job. And that is the reality, is that, you know, I don't have to clock in with this podcast. I can just do what I can. And once I get settled in and once I have a more structured schedule and things like that, then I can come back to it. But I should never, you know, feel bad for saying, like, hey, I'm gonna take a break. And while I, you know, I'm gonna take a break, let me figure out everything and like get my stuff in order, and then I can come back to this. Like, that's not an issue. Like, that should be okay. We don't have like a manager to like tell us, hey, do this, do this, do this. It's literally just the two of us. So, you know, I had to kind of have that reality check to help me understand that it's okay to just be like, hey, let me take a break until I, you know, have my cup full again. You know, once it's full again, then I can, you know, do the damn thing. And so yeah, that's basically that. And then on top of that, Renisha is still in grad school. And so that is also kind of like, you know, she needs to focus on that. And so basically what it all boils down to is we all, both of us have commitments that also takes a lot of our energy. And speaking for myself, I was having a hard time with my management, trying to manage enough space for the podcast while also managing enough space for myself, managing space for my improv classes, managing space for my job, and then managing space for my friends and my family and all of this other stuff. So just trying to get that all compartmentalized, I guess you could say. But yeah, that's basically the gist of it without, you know, boring y'all with my, you know, life. So nothing too bad happened. It was just me kind of in this space of being burnt out. Oh, and also too, I had to stop myself because I was trying to treat this podcast kind of like in the same capitalistic way that we treat our actual jobs. Like, one of the things I am always doing is calling out capitalism. Like, if you know me, you know how much I am trying to beat down the system. And one of the first things to do is to beat down capitalism. And so, the craziest part about it is, or I'm sorry, the wildest part about it is that although I'm trying to take down capitalism, I'm still using their tactics into other aspects of my life. And so I was like, you know, telling myself that I have to do this by this time and all of these things. And Renisha was like, you're doing the same thing that capitalism does to us in our actual jobs. When this is not a job, like in this current moment, this podcast is my hobby. This podcast is my baby. And I don't ever want to treat it in the same way society treats a job, because nobody likes to really work or feel like they're being exploited at jobs. And no one likes to, I mean, we work because we have to, because that's just how society is set up. But like, a lot of times, most of the time, we are doing jobs, we are not doing our dream jobs most of the time, right? If you are, that's beautiful. But for like, I hope I'm making sense, but like, the things that actually bring us joy, the things that are actually what fits our personalities and all this other stuff, is usually the side things, like our hobbies. You know, like, for example, I love improv. That is something that makes me so happy, and probably the happiest I've ever been is doing improv. Like, that brings me immense joy, you know? But I would hate for it to turn into a thing in my life where I'm viewing it like the same way I view a job. Because then it kind of takes the joy out of it. It takes the fun out of it. It takes the love out of it. It takes all of those positive things out of it. And so I never want to do that with my podcast, you know? I want to save that for the actual job because I have no choice, right? But for the things that are what bring me joy and the things that are, you know, precious to me, I don't ever want to treat it the same way. I want to treat it with love, and I want to enjoy every time I do this podcast. I want to do it from a joyful place. I want to do it from a loving place, and I want to have fun with it. And if I kind of operate in this way of like, we got to do this, and this, and like, you know, have a strong arm in all of this, it takes the fun out of it. And that defeats the purpose of this whole thing. And so I realized, like, Renisha made me realize that that's what I was doing. And so I had to pull back and kind of readjust how I was viewing this podcast, because I never want it to be seen that way. And lastly, I think I said this already, but lastly, if I am not feeling it, if Renisha's not feeling it, then that's not fair to y'all as listeners. Because I don't know about y'all, but when I listen to a podcast and I can tell that the podcasters are just not feeling it, it just kind of takes the joy out of listening. And so I would hate for y'all to have to deal with that too. Like, I want y'all to enjoy, you know, listening to us too, you know? I want this to be a fun experience. I want this to be authentic. And I just want this to be, you know, a learning experience for everyone. And yeah. So I say all that to say that's all that was going on. I hope it all makes sense. And we definitely do plan to come back a little more consistently. I'm gonna try to plan some things out so whenever we do officially come back, that we can come back a little more fresher. Maybe some more, like, maybe our audio could probably improve. All of these things. Like, I want us to kind of come back bigger and better. Maybe not super big, because, you know, we got paid for that kind of stuff. But like, hopefully we can come back better than what we were doing before. And so I really, really encourage you all, the people who are listening, to really, like, let us know in the reviews. Like, let us know, like, you can send us DMs. You can, however you want to tell us, please let us know what you're thinking of these episodes. Like, let us know your thoughts. Tell us how we can improve. You know, if our audio sucks, let us know. If you know, maybe don't like the structure, or if you feel like it's too all over the place, like, just let us know what you're thinking, because we want to make sure that we're giving you quality stuff. And we also want to make sure that you are getting the most out of listening to us. We don't want you to feel like you're listening to us out of obligation. We also don't want you to listen to us and be like, oh, this is such a drag. Oh my gosh. And so, yeah, please let us know your thoughts. If you feel like we are just amazing people and we don't have nothing that we need to improve in, and that we're just perfect beings, beautiful, thank you. Let us know. Like, give us some words of affirmation here. That is like my number two love language. I don't know about Renisha, but for me, number one is quality time, but number two is words of affirmation. So, like, tell me, like, tell us, actually, is that we're doing good or not, and if we need to improve in something. So yeah, that's the plan. So we're going to get into a little bit of a planning stages to kind of like come back bigger and better. In the meantime, continue to support us. You know, make sure that you follow us and subscribe to our podcast. And yeah, just stick around. Trust me, we're going to get there. Oh, and one more thing. I meant to say this earlier. See, this is why I need a script. Okay, because I'd be all over the place, child. But one more thing I was going to say is that, and this is just a personal Toria thing, but I have a hard time starting something and then finishing it. I have a history of doing that, and I don't want to keep doing that. That's a really terrible habit to have. And so I feel like y'all are our pod friends. So if you feel like we have fallen off, I encourage you to DM us personally. We always list our personal Instagram in our stuff. So just be like, hey y'all, what y'all doing? I'm missing some episodes from y'all. Like, hold us accountable, please. Because I don't know why I have a hard time finishing things. I've never been diagnosed for ADHD. I don't even know if this is a symptom of ADHD. But I have always been the type of person where I will start stuff and then I never finish it, never make it to, like, you know, I always just kind of leave it at the wayside. But I don't want to keep doing that. So please challenge us. And if you see that we have fallen off or you haven't heard from us, like, just let me rephrase. If you haven't heard from us and we have not made any type of announcement, hit us up and be like, hey, is everything okay? What's going on? Because, yeah, y'all are like our friends in our heads. So, like, that's what I would do to a friend. So feel free to do it to us. But yeah. But anywho, I love y'all and I hope y'all are doing well with yourselves. Special shout out to Carrie Gray, Sabira, and all of the Coachella folks. I think Katrina went. All y'all, like, because this is Coachella weekend and I know y'all are doing really great things with, like, accessible festivals, and I'm so kind of low-key jealous that I'm not there with y'all. Hopefully next year we can kind of do that. But make sure y'all check them out and follow them on Instagram, because they post really great content and I'm huge fans of every single person or every single one of them. And so, yeah, please check them out. And next year, I will be there, y'all. I will be there at Coachella. Because, yeah, I gotta get my flower crown on. So, anyway, let's end this lovely conversation with a kind message. Like I said, thank y'all for supporting us this far. And I hope that y'all continue to support us in the future. I love y'all. I hope y'all take care of yourselves. I hope y'all are, you know, doing beautiful things. I hope y'all are feeling seen. I hope y'all are experiencing joy in your lives. And I hope that y'all, you know, have peace in your lives, because we all deserve some peace, okay? And make sure you follow and subscribe. We're on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Anchor, all of the things. And you can check out our website, justalittlepod.com. And you can also check us out on Instagram at justalittlepod. And we also are on Twitter at justalittlepod. We're also on Facebook, justalittlepod. So feel free to follow us on all of those platforms and stick around, because we will soon have a new episode where it's the both of us. And that's me and Ronisha, the two besties. One is disabled and one is not, but she's an ally to disabled folks. Hey, hit us up, by the way, if you can do jingles or just do like our intro or something for our podcast, hit us up, because I can't keep singing every time and Renisha won't let me, so so yeah, if you are someone who can make the tunes, hit us up, okay? But anyway, yes, be blessed, y'all, and take care, and we will see y'all in a new official episode. Bye bye.